But these poppers,
you was looking at porn.
Now these poppers are talking about other stuff. Like,
when the last time you seen some porn?
Damn, porn. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's, I mean, when you get old and married, it's not a big thing.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Oh shit, we lied.
Now, she was like,
Been a real nigga since I came out from the same time. Nigga, talk to us in time. Nigga, you so normal. Nigga, sit down like a dog. I've been here for a while. Let my team so wild. Let my team so wild. Like what said you claim?
Like what?
Like what click you bang?
Like who?
Like where the fuck you hang?
Nigga,
who man's this?
Yes.
Like what? Nigga, who plan is this?
Okay.
Programs just like this.
Okay.
Programs just like this.
What?
Now you can't stand a six. Man, my shit so sick.
So sick.
Yo, shit basic.
Basic.
Performing like sick.
With each bar I spit.
Then I dive in your bitch.
That's your bitch.
Like he's so sick. Money on that troll shit. Money on that troll shit. Man, I'm all about my views. Man, I be my blues. Give your family the blues.
Stop popping up.
Trust if you choose. Man, this is for true. Give me the last thing you do. Man, I will not lose. Nigga, I will not lose.
I know you ain't gonna lose.
I know you ain't gonna lose.
Why well, you the best? Nigga. Yo, over here admiring you.
You out here admiring me, nigga? That's cake.
What we do?
Man,
come on, take a crowd. Real, watch your step. Intimidating niggas when I start to flex. Suck in my gut, then your girl wanna check me. I'm found out to see when I was reckless. Fidget this, switch up the flow. Halftime hold, better switch up your goals. A little more time, better switch up your roles. Red and white, blue, switch up your slows. Never been right in your top 10. With somebody, you just switch up your clothes.
We got Vic and Taylor in the books.
In the streets, now I'm working with a person.
Vic out of jail, baby! Fresh out! That is a geeky. Better on black. Hashtag facts.
Was always somebody's loud friend. Now every week they wanna tune in. Now watch the names on the green of them. Talk about, yeah, that's my best friend.
Hey, best friend, that's my best friend.
That's my best friend.
Who's man's is never. The young clout titan will never die. You niggas is puny mortals. And we here. And we back. And we back. And we back. What we back like? I haven't did that shit in a while. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know. We back like
cook. We back. We back like R. Kelly and these little girls inbox.
Mm-hmm. We back like R. Kelly fresh out of bail in your goddamn stepdaughter's inbox. What's up, sis? You want to try to start a music career or no?
Yo, I could just see it in your eyes that you really want to be a singer.
Yeah, I think you want to sing.
You never heard me hear a note. You never heard me hear a note.
Never heard. Nah,
but listen, I believe you can sing.
I believe you can sing. It's your boy, Clout Titan himself, Clout God, ruler of all clout, Young Life. And right here next to me is the darkest light-skinned nigga in the universe. I call him Velvet. Some niggas call him Chocolate Laxative. That's his porn name. I don't know why that's his porn name, but you could just call him Frigidaire the Repairman.
I don't like that name, Chocolate Laxative.
Yeah, show him that medium shirt. Boy, look at him. Woo-wee! The views just went up. God damn, he flexing it. It's got, you know you look good in that shirt when your wife face frown up. That's not how we supposed to be getting views. I know that's right. You know what I'm saying?
That's all right. Cash will come in with the titties out, too.
Mm-hmm. Cash got the titties out. Cash got a whole suit on. Looking all black on a goddamn brand new white couch. Look at him, young T'Challa himself. God damn, look at him. Oh. Huh? I never freeze. Yeah, nigga, you always freeze. You got that Arby's internet, nigga. What's up?
What's good?
That's my nigga right there. Right. How you doing?
Man, I'm chilling, man. You know, being a hoe, doing hoe shit.
Wow.
He's starting off right. He is starting off right. Sis, where you at? You got to come and counteract all this whole shit going on. Man. Something going on. We need some good girl vibes in here. This shit is ridiculous.
They just came on and just said, being a hoe.
Yeah, you know, being a hoe.
Did Desi get naked? I swear she had more clothes on in the pre-show.
She brought them titties out. As soon as the goddamn show started, she was like, boink, views up. We are not mad at you, sis. Get them views. Yo, share this shit if you want to see Desi's titties, but not her real titties.
This is what we're doing now.
Yo, we're trying to get these views.
I didn't sign up for this.
What's up, man?
What up?
We are changing the format today. We are changing the format today. We are going to our introductory topic today. We're going to call this shit, Whose Man's Is This Introductory Topic of the Day? I just wanted to say that. We don't have a real name for it. I just made it up. So first things first is the young guy. Actually, he's young. I think he's a 56-year-old man who served 20 years in jail for murder, who got out, who was meeting Nipsey Hussle in front of his store to get the clothes and money so he can go see his people the right way. You know how real niggas do.
Right.
When they get out of jail, they go see the realest nigga that they know and they hook him up.
Got to get fresh.
And so he was there. He got shot, can barely walk. And of course, he's arrested now for consorting with known gang members, i.e. Nipsey Hussle, Rolling 60 Clips, RIP to the King. I mean, Rolling 60 Crips, excuse me. So he's locked up now. Can't even walk in the infirmary. I don't know if he's going to be parole violation. It's crazy. What's going on, LAPD? Why y'all says dirt bags?
So they locked him up after he got out of the hospital.
No, he's not out the hospital. They came and got him his ass. Once they got him stabilized, he got locked up.
God damn.
Right?
So you lost your homie. You just got out of jail. Go get some clothes. Get locked up.
No.
That's pretty much was his day.
You get out of jail. Go see your homie. He look out for you. He gets shot and killed. You get shot. Can't walk. And then before you come to, you wake up to handcuffs.
Yeah, you woke up handcuffed, sir.
Yeah.
Like you did the shit. Like,
that's fucked up.
I thought what happened to second chances? I thought when you get out, they supposed to give you like clean slate. Ain't no clean slate when you get out of jail.
I mean, I think he's out on what, parole, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like some bullshit, what it sound like to me. I mean, just being real. I mean, and then the weird thing about it is in all of this stuff, the game had released some video of LAPD even talking shit about the young guy after he passed away, after they were showing all that fake love. When I heard that Nipsey also was dead and I seen his name, I was sad.
Some of that cop, right?
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
Fake love?
Yo, fake love.
That shit was super fake.
I mean, now for long, they look up to me. I got fake cops showing fake love to me straight up through my veins. This shit is crazy, man.
What album is it?
I was a Drake album. Anyway, what I want to know is, young T'Challa, what's his loophole? What's the young kid's loophole, man? Kerry Lathan is his name.
He's in a tough situation. I mean, what he would have to do is because the thing is, you can't go around known affiliates. So even if you prove that he wasn't an actual gang member, just because he's affiliated with known criminal organization, Rolling 60s, that's pretty much it. I mean, and there's really nothing you can do because you probably already released the information and the story has already been released. On people saying that Nipsey was looking out for you, because you could have just been like, you know, a regular person in a regular store, and there was other regular people who happened to live regular lives that resulted in affiliation with criminal organizations. But unfortunately, because of all of the exposure and hoopla, that option is taken off of the table. At best, you probably can get like clemency just based off of like just morals and sadness. Like, damn, I just lost my best friend and the world is going through this and I got shot. I think that's punishment enough.
Right.
I learned my lesson. Don't hang around gangsters because gangster shit happens.
Yeah, you get shot by. In this case, I think just the clout caught up to him, right? This is one of those instances where the clout caught up to him. And if it was just like a normal shooting and he was in front of a clothing store, it wouldn't have been so bad. Shayla says maybe the mayor can help. Nipsey was meeting with him to end gang violence. Nah, the mayor, black or white? Yeah, look it up. I'm going to tell you right now whether it's going to happen or not based on this nigga color. Dez, what you got to say about this? You know, you part of Nipsey Hussle's new church now, so you got something to say about it.
Oh, wow. Really? Don't
shock. You know how it is, yo. I'm just saying. I heard Nipsey Hussle put his left shoe on before his right shoe on. You know what I mean?
Wow. We doing this?
Yeah, he is. He's
shooting shots. Crazy how woke he was that he knew that. You know what I mean? The right foot should go to last foot.
I mean, it's a sad situation. Like, it really is. It's just... I mean, you feel for the guy. Like, you got shot. You just got released. Like, wasn't it like a couple days prior?
Yeah. He didn't even get a chance to go see his whole family yet. He was going to make his debut with the dope-ass clothes he had on.
So,
oh, wow. You know what? He didn't even get a chance to get no fresh out of jail.
I'm pretty sure he got some fresh out of jail.
No, he was going to get fresh. He was going to get fresh to go get the fresh out of jail.
Nigga, you probably went in a jumpsuit, son. That nigga went in the straight 80s clothes that he had on when he got locked up to go get some of
that. That was probably waiting for him when he was probably picked him from the bus station.
That's how you got to say that word, right?
Vagina.
Vagina? Oh, the mayor was Mexican-American. Oh, because she was about to write it down. I was about to get in trouble if I damn
did. I don't even got that fresh out of jail yet.
So he's Mexican-American. So if he's a mayor, he's Mexican-American. He thinks he's white.
What? No, he's Mexican.
I promise you do. No. I know it's a different kind of Mexicans.
Marco Rubio don't think he's white.
He's
Marco Rubio doesn't think he's white. Never mind.
Yeah, exactly. Soon they get a position of power, they no longer are the new niggas. Because you know Mexicans was the new niggas for a long time.
Oh my God. Like George Lopez is still holding it down.
Anyway, moving on, guys. You got one job and one job only, Jameer.
Yeah.
And what is that job?
And you calling my first name?
Yeah, that's your name.
All right, then, William.
Hey, that's my name.
Yo, did you ever go by Bill?
Oh, he's also Italian, too. Oh, he's definitely not giving that guy any clemency.
Would you ever go by Bill?
My grandfather went by Bill.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. It's Bill. I wouldn't go by Bill ever again because of gospel. Yo, so the question of the day. Y'all ready? Everybody ready? Yo,
I'm going ready.
I want to know.
What you want to know?
I want to know more than Joe.
I want to know if you can get through this question without me interrupting you.
No, never that. I want to know something that you did as a kid that you enjoyed, but you struggle with doing as an adult. Let's go.
Staying up late. Number one thing. That's number one thing.
Now, what is late?
Late, anything past 10:45 p.m.
Wow. You fall.
You old, bro.
Listen, I was telling my son
10:45.
This nigga was fighting sleep. I was like, listen, my nigga, you are missing out on some of the most funnest activity I ever seen. That's a nap. Huh? You ever took a nap without an alarm clock, my nigga? That shit is exciting. You wake up around 6:35, you don't know if it's 6:30 in the morning or 6:30 in the evening.
Right. Wow. That's your afternoon, huh? Nap without an alarm.
Nigga. That's a Russian roulette, my guy.
Fun time.
We go into when Dez
you sleep next. So much, your damn arm sleep. You wake up, that shit can't even move. You think you paralyzed.
God damn. You fell asleep with a watch on or something. Yeah. You got all the damn stains and stuff inside your face.
That's that good sleep. You know what I'm saying? The best words after that, y'all go is your wife look at you like, what, get something to eat? That's why I married your ass. God damn.
Sleeping food.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, what about you,
Dez?
That you all 19 and shit.
I am not.
You 19, got them things out. R. Kelly loose. Mm-mm.
The tale says sleepers for the week.
Sleepers for the week. Yeah.
For the week.
I'm not 19. Secondly,
I stay.
I'm gonna stay doing like cartwheels and stuff. I cannot do those now to save my life.
Cause your knees are old and weak now, brittle bone ass little girl. Actually,
my knees are fine. These are fine.
Fibio, my what? How you say that shit, Monica? Fibromyalgia. Listen, that's my go-to enunciation, woman, right there. If I need it enunciated, Monica, hey, tell me how.
How you say that shit?
Perpendicular. Okay, there you go.
Fortitude. Fortitude. Cash.
Cash. What about you?
Oh Lord, whole shit.
What you
ask? Go ahead, Cash.
Chat, well, go ahead and ask him. I'm coming there for you.
I decided to go pre-whole shit, so I needed to go like back before, like, you know, single digits and shit. But
you've been a whole since 10. Damn.
Nah, I've been a whole since 8. But I was gonna say stand on the phone late with, like, you know, your girlfriend or your crush. Like, I can't do that shit no more. Like, she say, like, one statement, and I just be like, just text me when you ready.
Damn.
I can't do long conversations no more, man. Like,
it gets boring real fast,
so.
You still courting, though, man. You got to be on the phone long, isn't it?
Man, fuck the court.
Well, if he's not looking for a relationship, there's no point in him being
on the phone. That's for him in the building.
It was the last long Jersey conversation you had, just minute wise. How long was it?
Who?
Well, see, I mean, I still have long conversations now, but it ain't like the "what's your favorite color" long conversation no more. It's like some deep, like,
you got political
or light shit, or they talking about like some retrospective, like meditative state frequencies and vibrations, like.
Oh, that's a good conversation.
I feel like that's
definitely conversing right there.
Yeah, this whole thing is all about shallow. So if you want to get deep with me when I'm just trying to hoe out, it's like I'm just going, you know what I mean? Do something different. I think one of the kids.
Now, see, I go deep. I have a deep conversation and then like fuck you later. But my thing is like when I was younger, you know, you could just be like sitting on the phone and be like, "You got anything else to talk about? Nope. You got anything else to talk about? Nope. You still want to stay on the phone? Yup. I want to breathe." Like that shit, dude. Nah.
Wake up in the morning, like, hello? They'd be like, hello? Bitch, what?
You still here?
Why?
I was listening to you sleep.
Why is this happening?
You ain't hang up?
You ever try to say hello real softly so you don't wake them up just so you can hang up, but so you can at least say, I said hello.
I did say hello,
Bizzle.
Cut a nigga some slack. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that was wild. You know what I mean?
All right. So me.
Yeah, it's your turn.
The reason why this question came about, man, I was in the shower Saturday morning. Now I make it a point to not drop the soap.
You look like a bubble bath.
I think we need a disclosure.
You need disclosure? I'm just saying, man. Look, hold up. We name our affiliates hold zero responsibility for any outcome as a result of ourselves or our show. Look here. We at Who Mans Is This? Okay, we at Who Mans Is This hold zero responsibility as an affiliation and the outcome as a result and the show. All right? That's what I said. So I was in the shower. Now, as a kid, I always told myself, if you ever go to jail, don't drop the soap. So as a kid, I always made it a point to practice inside the shower not dropping the soap. I ain't dropped the soap in years, y'all. I mean, years. I dropped the soap Saturday morning. I had no idea how hard it is to pick up soap when you drop it, especially at the age of 34. When I tell you I was on that damn floor trying to get that damn soap, the soap, I couldn't get it up. So, I know if I go to jail, I'm getting fucked. It's happening.
So if you go, so.
I don't think it's because you're going to
jail. So one of the key things that you used to enjoy doing that you don't enjoy now is bending over?
One of the key things I used to do is play in the shower and practice not dropping the soap.
How did you guys ever go to jail? Are you like throwing it in the air and catching it? Or are you like bouncing it off the wall?
Man, look, I'm putting the shit behind my back. I'm dropping it on my shoulder. Nigga, I had a routine. It was like soap nunchucks almost, but there was no string.
Sound beautiful.
Hey, why don't you get you Christmas and I'm gonna get you soap?
Like, nigga, the way I would move that soap on this damn big ass body, y'all be amazed with the nigga. My wife be like, why you be in the shower so long? Because I'm in here playing with this motherfucking soap. I got to make sure if it's on any part of the body, I can catch that bitch. If it fall, I can catch it. I know how to like hook that bitch in the side of my damn corners right here. So that way I don't drop it. I got ways to not get fucked in prison.
The
see,
I want to know, did a stranger break in and play Guess Who's in Your Mouth?
Nah, nobody played Guess Who's in My Mouth. But just know that when I drop that soap.
Hey, the doctor says, I know your daddy was beating on the door telling you to get there. What daddy's doing like you took a goddamn shower for longer than 5 minutes? Like, what the hell is that? What is that? Like, everybody's daddy was tripping. Get your ass out of the goddamn shower. I'm going to get in there jacking off. Get your ass out of the shower.
I had better shit to do than jack off in the shower. I was trying to figure out how I'm not to get raped in prison because I ain't trying to drop this soap. I just know at this age now, if I go to jail,
hey, I know,
the like, prisoners gonna laugh at me. They're gonna be laughing at me. They'll be like, this nigga over here crawling on the floor.
We didn't know each other as kids, but when I was a kid, like when I dropped the soap in the shower, I would get like, even though I'm in the shower with myself, I'd get, you know, real nervous. Like,
right.
I can't do this shit if I ever go to jail. Like, and, I gotta get my shit together.
And then you try to do like a manly female squat.
Yeah, you gotta try to squat. Like, you gotta get the soap like.
I was just saying, when I was a kid, we used to stretch. You know, we used to stretch as kids in gym class. I could touch my ankles with no problem.
All right, so you know how on pictures of people in jail, everybody always do that jail squat?
Is it the practice? The
prison squat.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
See, I wouldn't know nothing about that.
All right, never sent you a picture from jail, your uncle? Your
cousin? That squat. Yeah, all right, cool. I'll do you some shower shit. Go ahead.
All right, so the prison squat is the shower squat because you keep your butthole safe. You keep it parallel to the ground, and you don't expose it to nobody else.
That's a lot of...
Not the way I was crawling around Saturday morning on that damn floor.
Yeah, basically, he's saying that booty hole is in danger if anybody else is around. Yo.
So I'm not ever going to ever break any laws.
Moving on. Speaking of booty hole in danger... R. Kelly is now in the papers again, this time because the feds are turning up the heat in his own backyard. Now they're accusing Buddy of sex trafficking. The Pied Piper himself out here trafficking sex.
I mean, fetch, because it doesn't take much to traffic sex.
I mean, technically, I guess they do got a case because he or someone else admitted that the parents of the women that he was sleeping with basically kind of like pushed them onto him, and then they accepted money in exchange. So you can make those dots. That's basically.
And then he crossed state borders with their ass too, didn't he?
Oh, shit.
He crossed state borders. That's the thing, though.
Yeah, to be federal.
Oh, shit.
They went from Atlanta to Chicago to Vegas to California. He's he's a done dead man. So.
Traveling China.
Yeah.
Vagina mobile.
Oh.
Allegedly he did.
So like allegedly he was out here with the women's and he was trafficking. Something.
Somebody told me whatever you said R. Kelly did, he did that shit. Allegedly. But yeah, whatever he said R. Kelly did, he did that shit. I don't know why. If you tell me, you can tell me right now this nigga R. Kelly spent his last bit of money on a spaceship and went to the moon and fucked a Martian. I'd be like, God damn, R. Kelly, you a weird ass nigga.
Some fly
I wouldn't
shit.
Even check the validity of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, God damn. You know what I mean? Because let's be real. R. Kelly think he about to go to jail for the rest of his life. He wants to fuck a Martian before he go to jail.
Wow. This is what we're talking about.
Production says he did that shit.
He did that shit.
Yep. He went to Mars.
I'm just saying though.
They are Mars bitches.
If you had the option or opportunity to get it cracking with a Martian, you gonna pass or you gonna take the opportunity?
I'm not fucking a green Martian pussy boy.
Technically, is that cheating?
Definitely it is.
What?
Look at your wife and ask that question.
That's an extraterrestrial being.
Hey, he said look at your wife and ask her that.
But see, that's an extraterrestrial being. That's not a woman.
Yeah. Niggas wake up dead every day, B. Shouts out to Prince. That's matter of fact, there's niggas who died today who ain't never died before. You know what I'm saying? And you can be the next nigga that you are going out fucking Martian.
I didn't say I wanted to do R. Kelly shit.
All right, real quick question. You R. Kelly. Just your last $1 million, you know you're about to go to jail forever. Of course it's fuck them kids, because you are Kelly, right? yeah. What you doing with that last $1 million, Cash?
I guess I'll just finally take that hog tying class that I never took.
I don't even know how to hog tie.
Nigga, just learn how to hog tie if you go to jail, man. Call it a day.
Desi, what you doing with that last now? What you doing with that last $1 million?
Blowing it on something stupid, getting real.
No, we need some details, man. Your lawyer already paid for. Of course, it's fuck them kids and your bald head ex wife. What you gonna do? I need some details.
I'm gonna go out like Lamar Odom.
There you go. Look, Lamar Odom is a champ. That nigga that woke up dead.
That's always my answer.
Lamar Odom woke up dead, nigga.
If I'm going out, I'm going out like Lamar Odom.
What about you? What you got
for
you?
Man, I don't know. She took my answer. I mean, if you know you finna go to jail and it's your last meal.
Yeah, it's your last meal. Because, I mean, why you need money? You ain't about to get out there. I'm fighting for my life.
Man, what Kale's gonna do, man? Well, first of all, they need to put his picture up at all the theme parks. You don't need to be in none of them motherfuckers.
Patel, what you doing with your last R. Kelly mail?
Man, you know what? Don't let his ass fly to the Philippines.
You know what I'm doing? Bottom line, before y'all go, R. Kelly, $1 million, Thailand.
No, that's what I said. He can't go to no Asian countries. He can't. Don't let him do that.
R. Kelly, $1 million, Thailand. He ain't even be. He gonna wake up dead.
Yeah. Don't go. Oh, I'm trying to figure out how I'm gonna get you from Ethiopia to America.
Did you take your shot? Do you have a passport? Do you gotta lie for your parents? Cause you coming home with R. Kelly.
If y'all never seen that video, please go look up R. Kelly in Ethiopia.
Yeah, R. Kelly going back to Ethiopia.
He going back to Ethiopia, y'all.
Hey, it's a lot of people.
Yo,
two questions, really. Have y'all ever heard the original version of Ignition? Because all I know is the remix.
Yes, and I have. Not that great.
Girl, please let me stick my key in your ignition, baby. That's the original one.
Yeah.
And it's one, and it's another song too. Fiesta remix.
Not that great either.
With Jay-Z.
Fiesta and Janicus. I did like that one though.
And Bugatti. That's a remix. Have y'all heard the original version?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not that great.
There's one R. Kelly song that I can't find anymore. It's that slow wine one. It's would not on like
that. That's my shit. American girl! Would you wine for me?
Wine for me!
Slow wine for me. They gonna make that nigga sing that shit in jail.
But that song is not on any of his streaming networks. I don't know why. Why is that, y'all?
I feel like, you know what I mean? I feel like right now, I know this nigga going to jail. I feel like I'm taking the mute R. Kelly off, man. I'm not gonna play no mute R. Kelly, but I feel like let that nigga get a little bit of money so he can enjoy a little bit of his time. Like, you know what I mean? Go to Thailand.
No, he's not allowed in any Asian countries. We already know what go down there.
I was listening to Mr. Biggs the other day.
Go ahead.
Now I said I was listening to Mr. Biggs the other day, and them videos used to like have me like hooked. Like he was like, I'm about to go upstairs and it's gonna be some shit. Like, that was my shit.
Hey, listen. La da 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 da. Got your shit still mute on Kelly. Okay, I got it, man. Let the nigga get a little bit more. I'm low key. I'm feeling a little forgiving after this whole Nipsey thing. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not forgiving this nigga for fucking on little girls, but I feel like he's off the nigga stump. He already got the nasty ass little pubic hair underneath his lip.
The Flavor Saver?
Girls out there coming to how you like two in the damn stink hole. It's a lot going on, man. Let's let R. Kelly breathe. You ain't got to play his music and give him no money, but just let him go. They said, fuck him, let him rock. God damn. God what damn. The hell going on here, man?
Man, females don't like R. Kelly no more.
Let's play some music, man.
You gonna play some R. Kelly?
No, we not. Okay. Look how they looking at me. They look, but as soon as I said let's play some music, they looked up from their damn phones.
Yeah, yeah. It's Kels. Me and my nigga Brent Paul.
Take our Kels. So my nigga
Nip. Cuz had that on. That Wiz and Currency mixtape and the tape that the city changing. And I heard this beat, I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, you know, only thought it's right for my 58,000 league. Shit, here we go like this. 7 days a week, 7 different freaks, but I got tired of fucking hoes, so I just smoke and count my cheese. Watching God fall, let the couches flat. Screens, I say I'm on this marathon. She asked me, what is that? Man, ain't no fucking pass, please. Bro.
I'm saving that 7 days a week.
No.
He didn't submit a song?
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Why the fuck not?
I've been busy, dog.
It's not the right answer.
Shit, why not go hard? Don't make sense not to. Look, I be hopping off stages, hey! Drinking champagne with a flock of bad bitches.
What up, chat? What's for dinner tonight, yo?
I rarely step the topic of their conversation. Bunch of miserable ass broke niggas jealous because we made it. Young, rich, and famous, plus I'm handsome and I'm faded. I'm just climbing up this ladder that my swagger has created. It. My intelligence has got them so intimidated. Really thought that I would listen to that bullshit you were saying, right?
We got the watch party going on. We got the live going on. What about the YouTube?
Y'all ain't gonna pick us up nowhere.
Taking trips type of shit, usually keep a dime hooked. Pussy super good, got that sleeping side grip. Ass poking out them pockets with that sheet is fly. I'd rather be your nigga than she rather be my bitch. But no emotions, cause we both busy focused on a grip. Real shit, look, niggas better understand this. I ain't doing no favors, I ain't giving out shit. I'm out here on my 10 toes, nigga, no split. And if you don't like it, you can suck my dick. Nigga, on the road to riches and diamond rings. Young niggas doing big things. Fucking all these bitches is the song I sang. Real niggas do real things. On the road to riches and diamond rings. Young nigga doing big things.
Big things.
Fucking all these bitches is the song I sang. Nigga. TFC. Fat dookie cute legs.
Alright. Cut that shit, baby, and we back. And it's time for that tea. Desi, you ready for that tea?
Yeah.
You ready for that tea?
I'm sorry.
Yes.
What's wrong?
Okay. Yeah, my screen got her cut off over here. Is that how your screen got her?
Yeah, no. I don't know. Desi, why we can't see your face and nothing but your titties?
What are we advertising right now? What are we doing?
I don't know why you can't see my face. I can see my face.
Fix it, Jesus.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you.
Hey, I'm not going to tell you this. My friend touched your titties on his
touch I did not touch your titties on his
screen. He did. He's like, I said, why?
See, man.
He did, though. Because I looked, I was like,
Why would you say and do that?
He touched me real life, nigga. You be dead then.
All right, keep playing. Monica gonna jump across that table.
Okay, listen. Right.
Hey, she came that's across. Like she came across the country. Don't think she won't come across your face.
Ooh. Listen, you need that on a shirt. That's true. I came across the country. Don't think I won't come across your face. God damn. When her birthday in September or October?
September.
Oh my god.
Them damn Libras,
that,
man.
That shirt is made. You understand me? I came across the country. Yo, Cash, text me that shit, man. You got to remind me.
Nah, Cash, don't birthday, text shit.
We gotta do that shit for her birthday, man. Mother's Day is something. Woo, here we go. It's tea time. Desi got that tea, and the tea don't stand for her titties. Please get them off the screen.
So
go.
Like
yeah.
Hey, what teas is we talking about?
We're trying to get them views, nigga. What's wrong with
this? I can't stand y'all. Just FYI.
Okay. Winter's coming today, though. Hurry up and get this show over with. I got to go get some food ready, watch the last episode again, get refreshed.
You got that dragon.
You got some five. Playoffs.
So
shout out to my 76ers. We're gonna pull it up, gang.
I don't know that shit. Shut your ass up. Jazz bus.
Damn, you know what? Niggas who team before you go, Desi. Niggas who teams right now sitting at home watching the shit just like us, been talking shit to me all day. Knicks fans, Bulls fans, a whole bunch of sitting at home ass lottery playing ass niggas talking shit to me. Go ahead.
Well, welcome to tea time.
Put that on the gang, homie.
Let's start with the least entertaining bit of tea first.
Well, I know that's not going to be 50 Cent.
No, it's Waka Flocka. So, a couple days ago, Waka was in a recording studio.
Waka!
And he was shot or shot at.
Nobody shot at the Walk?
Damn. All that shit he was talking.
Damn, Joaquin.
So, I mean, it's not the most exciting because, I mean, they still haven't confirmed or denied he was shot or he was a target. So, but he wasn't at the recording studio when...
That nigga is not special enough to get shot. You got to beat somebody important to get shot. You know what I'm saying?
Well, then it could have been a wrong time at the wrong...
Yeah, you know, wrong nigga, they were trying to shoot the janitor, my nigga. That nigga was just there.
Like I said, The least bit of interesting tea right there off the bat. Let's get that out the way.
Walker!
Now, something a little bit more entertaining.
Go ahead, sis.
You know Tasha St. Patrick can play. You know she
Tasha
don't.
Tasha St. Patrick, gotcha. You mean Lil' Kim?
Ree Naughton from formerly of 3LW.
I got you from that. So, what she did to Gina? Why are her and Gina together?
That's not Gina. That's Keely Williams of 3LW as well.
So, damn, Gina. That's the girl that said Promises.
Yeah, that's Promises. So.
God damn, Gina. I said eat my duds.
So.
Wait, keep talking over him.
Oh, my bad. It
said Natori went on. When she was originally kicked out the group, it was cut that, you know, the rumor was because of colorism. You know, she's the darkest one in the group. They wanted Adrian Ballone, the Puerto Rican, to be the front, and then Keely, the light skin, to be, you know, up front too. And they kind of just pushed her to the back. But really, she was the most talented one. And Keely's mom and sister were their managers. So pretty much they kicked her out the group. So she went on, I guess. She put on some, like, on Instagram or, you know, some radio show recently, and she was talking about an incident where Keely threw KFC at her face. A hot plate of KFC. A two-piece and some mashed potatoes.
God
damn. Nah, she was mad at throw chicken.
It's a waste of $5.
And then they left her in the parking lot of the KFC in Atlanta. This was, like, in 2003.
Hey, so, did they say if it was original or crispy?
I don't. They didn't. She didn't. It was probably.
That's one thing I do miss about me is KFC every night. Eat that shit about every 90 days.
Yeah.
So.
Go ahead, keep going.
So yeah. Talking about that little incident. So then Keely decides she's gonna clap back on Instagram, and it was like, "Why are you bringing up you a bitch for this? You a bitch for that?" Pretty much saying like, "We grown now. We got kids. We're married. Why are we still dwelling on this?" But mind you. Now mind you. Keely is the only family member of 3LW not doing something right now.
Right.
Adrian is on the reel.
The yellow one.
And is married. Okay. Natori has transitioned from singing to acting because, you know, she's Tasha St. Patrick. So, you know, and she was Lil' Kim in Notorious. and she played in Lottery Ticket and a couple other movies.
Don't even smell good.
Keep going. She's doing something with her life. You know, she just had a baby about a year or so ago. Keely just had a baby a couple months ago. That's really all she has going for her. So pretty much Keely's trying to make herself relevant and calling Terry a liar when really, you know, I still want to know the truth, but allegedly it is colorism that got her kicked out, which isn't far-fetched considering, you know, the early 2000s. J-Lo was big, so they wanted the Puerto Rican to be the lead singer. And then when Keely and Adrian did Cheetah Girls.
I was just about to say, I thought Cheetah Girls.
So. Yeah, they didn't put in the Cheetah Girls either. I seen her in Lottery Ticket this morning. She actually did a pretty good job. She was the best actor on the site.
Better than Tierra Marie, which brings us to the next big T.
Tierra Marie was in Lottery Ticket?
Yeah, she was.
She was. She was the gold digger. Go figure.
I thought she was.
She was the one that was like, why we gotta use rubber? You ain't a baller. That one.
My whole thing is, from watching her on VH1, I don't like her titty line.
All right, keep going.
Too deep. Yeah. Tierra Marie.
Thought you were going to say some profound yeah, shit over here.
Tierra Marie. Let's parlay into that bit of tea. Tierra Marie. And
that's your best tea ever.
A saga that keeps on going. So a couple months back, actually about last year, Tierra was suing 50 Cent for leaking her sex tape with some dude. Well, courts found 50. They dropped the charges. Like, he wasn't charged at all. They actually made, they ruled in his favor saying that Tierra needs to pay his legal fees. Well, if you keep up with 50 Cent's Instagram, then you see he's constantly trolling her, asking for her money. Every time she posts pictures of her buying something, he's asking for his money. So a couple days ago, she came out with a song, a diss track called I Ain't Got It. And pretty much telling 50, like, you want this money, but I ain't got it. And then proceeds to troll him on Instagram and all kinds of stuff. Well, 50, King Petty, that he is, and I strive to be this level of petty one day. I really do, because 50 knows he needs the right handbook on being petty. Tierra Marie did not. She started selling merchandise that said, I ain't got it. Well, her ass didn't trademark it. 50 Cent went up and snatched all the trademarks, all the domains. So guess who he's about to sue for trademark infringement?
Tierra Marie.
Right.
But she ain't going to pay it because she's legally bound to paying the other shit she ain't paying. Her ass going to jail. I mean,
technically, when you're ordered to pay somebody, they really can't enforce you paying it though, unless it's like child support. Like you can sue me for $1,000, and the courts can order me to pay you $1,000, but they're not gonna like be on my ass until I pay you. They're just gonna be like, well, you'll get your money when she pays you.
No, he can freeze assets though. They're in New York. They sued him in California.
What I want to know is how in the hell you let 50 Cent get a hand on your sex tape.
I think it was like she was working with somebody in his entourage or one of his friends or something.
He ain't the one leaked it though, right?
That was trying to say it.
He leaked he either leaked the whole video or he leaked stills of it. So he took screenshots. I remember seeing the screenshots. I remember those. So
you can't never trust no woman with a titty line that deep. Mama said that ain't shit.
Yeah,
fellas, don't trust them deep titty lines. You need to stop right about right here. Way down there. Don't trust them. Always check the titty line everywhere.
She used to be really skinny, and I don't know. Ever since her first season of Love and Hip Hop, she kind of just went downhill.
Damn. That was some dark ass tea.
Pretty funny, though.
I'm just saying, though. 50 is funny as hell.
Yeah. But right, where was that energy at when they showed his dick on Star and he was all mad? That bitch shut him right on down. So he know who to pick at.
I'm saying 50 is like, he's calculated. Everybody over here playing checkers, he's playing chess.
Winner in the building, what's up, sis? Yeah, I mean, you know.
Tell us to stop eating.
No, tell the tale, kiss my ass. I'm in charge.
This is an abortion.
Is that all the tea for you? That 56 shit was interesting. So let's recap what we had so far, okay? The guy who was out there when Nipsey got shot, he's got arrested being affiliated with a known gang member, i.e. Nipsey Hussle. Yet again, R. Kelly got another reason to fear dropping that soap because he is now being federally investigated on sex trafficking. Waka Flocka accidentally was somewhere where somebody was getting shot, and now he's in the news. Gina and goddamn Pam is beefing.
Man.
And 50 Cent shitting on yet another innocent bystander.
Promises were made.
You know,
promises were made that you didn't keep. Yo, why they let that girl open that song up like that? Y'all knew she had the list.
Let's get ready for some hotels.
Y'all could have gave that damn girl a bridge.
Me and my nigga Red Paul.
Y'all gave him this opening verse.
Promises, huh?
Yeah, mama no, was tired of that. The city changed. And I heard this.
T'Challa.
What the fuck?
Yeah, you never freeze.
Thought it's right for my family. Maybe I'm a do-right.
Here we go. Like this. 7 days a week, 7 different freaks, but I got tired of fucking hoes, so I just smoke and count my cheese. Watching Godfather, leather couches back. Screens, I say I'm on this marathon. She asked me, what does that mean? Ain't no puffing pass, please. On your own, I do the same. Girl, get on that morning bread. No one's trying to pull my
tail.
Your boyfriend is a lady. Why you not used to this game? And if you looking for
7 days a week, 7 different freaks. Hotel.
Y'all look like he ready.
Hotel.
He dressed up for this event.
Hotel.
You got
hotel. Hotel. Let's go.
Yo, you got on slippers?
This nigga got on slippers. What are those?
He looked like he would have on slippers with that.
Nah, moccasins.
I don't have on slippers. I used to like slippers, but in St. Louis, that's like a little thing where everybody just walk around with slippers all the time. So I avoid wearing slippers because it's like, it makes me.
Hey, what's the difference between slippers and slides, cuz?
Nothing.
Okay.
We used to wear those shoes down here in Charleston, too. We used to call them Hood Classics. It's the ones from Walmart, the ones that Dope Boy was wearing. Boys and
nah, these ain't slippers. The ones from Walmart. I'm talking about like Gucci slippers, like Nike slippers. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, you rich. Oh, okay.
No, I'm not. I mean, hey, so
come on, get this hotel shit going on.
No, man, we got to start off light, man. Hold up,
Daddy, go get your cookie. Eat your cookie for cash while you're telling you hotels.
I don't have any Oreos. Sorry.
Oh man, boring.
He didn't say Oreo. He said cookie.
Mm-hmm. Those are the only cookies I like.
Wow.
All right, so this week, this week was a good week for ho shit.
Did you get any vagina?
Zeke showed up just for the hotels. Let's go.
What's up, Zeke? Hey, so look, I did have a bad experience. So let's do the bad experience and then let's talk about how I bounced back, because this is the definition of hoes. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do this ho shit for. You know, at sometimes, you know, you got to be able to play your cards right. So I'm going to tell you what happened. So I hit up this girl, right, on Facebook, because that's the best place to meet people, debate your mother.
Right off the bat.
Right off the bat. All right. So I meet her up, and she hit me up. She like, hey, King, how you doing? What you doing today? And I'm like, you
hey,
know.
King.
Yeah.
Ultimate
bullshit. Yeah. She is not amused today. Go.
What hey, is going on today? Posting for hunching on everything, and that's my goal, baby. Now, with that being said, we link up. I'm gonna fast forward through the bullshit because we didn't link up immediately. It was like a delay, but when we linked up, I was like, "Where you want to go?" She listed all these seafood places, and I was like, "All right, we can go to the oyster bar, right?" So we go to the oyster bar. I'm thinking we're gonna have a couple shots,
aphrodisiac,
and be done, right?
Maybe have some, you know, sexual innuendos like she's sucking on the oyster. All right, cool, right? Nigga, tell me why we go to this oyster bar and this girl ordered a pound and a half of snow crab legs. She ordered a pound and a half of snow crab legs, which was $62 fucking dollars. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
You gonna pay for this whole shit.
You should support it.
So, so I'm like, damn, I think this will hold me in there $40 for. Then I thought about it. I was like, you know what? This ruined my moment. This kind of blew my high. I ain't really like it. Because it was like, that's a little presumptuous of you to order $62 worth of food on our first time going out. Like, this ain't, you ain't even got my phone number. You don't even know my fucking middle name. And you ordered $62 worth of food. Like, so I was a little heated, but it wasn't the money. It was just the fact that you just assumed I was going to blow $62 on whatever you had to offer me.
You kind of went into a verbal contract, man. You got to set the.
She wants you to blow the money on some vagina.
You know, shit happens, dog. I don't sit here and you know, bitch about it, because that's what you do if you was in a relationship. You bitch and grind and nag and complain. And think about it. Me, what I do what hoes do. I text somebody else. I said, hey, what you doing? She said, I was just getting ready to text you, I tell the other girl, hey, I got something I got to do. We got to get this to go. She was like, well, like, I can wait. I said, yeah, you can at home, and I'll call you later. So we got to go. Because I had picked her up, so I had to drop her off because I got to pick somebody else up. I thought about having them both in the car, but I wasn't ready for that. So I was just like, all right, cool. So I picked up the other girl. Now, this other girl that I picked up, I haven't hung out with her ever either. So this is all like, you know, I normally get like my first dates and shit like that and meet out on like a Friday or a Saturday morning. Just in case shit don't go right, I got some guaranteed 2 o'clock in the morning text messages coming through Saturday night that's gonna get me through the weekend. Well,
okay.
The second person that I called and I met up with, perfect motherfucking night. We went out for drinks. She only drank one fucking drink. One drink. I'm not talking about this alcoholic, throat guzzling liquor coming out of her pool and shit. She drank one fucking Long Island iced tea. The shit was like fucking $11. I'm like,
yo. Shout out to Angelo and whoever his best friend is.
Oh, that's me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I know you're just talking to me.
Yeah, because I'm your best friend, right?
So.
I'm
going to
kill you.
All right, so. Anyway,
come on. So we have one drink.
All right.
That's not impressive. I don't drink at all.
Mm. Wow. She said you took her out. It wouldn't have been no drinks.
That's that cheap cheap.
No, yeah. I just don't drink. I just don't drink.
She can eat and she like Oreos. And Oreos ain't cheap.
Oreos are $2.48.
Damn, you know the exact amount? That's a problem. All right, fast forward. So I take the girl back to the crib. Actually, I don't even take her back to the crib because I didn't even think she was coming back to my house. What ended up happening was I was driving her home. I was a block away from her house. And she said, don't you live on the north side? And I'm like, yeah, I live on the north side. Why? You trying to go to my crib and lay in my bed and have sex? And she said, maybe. And I was joking.
Is that how you said it?
That's exactly how I said it. Oh, wow. I was like, man, you trying to go to my crib, lay in the bed and have sex? I said it just like that. And she was like, maybe. And I was like, that's great. Turned the car around and I was like, just let me know if you change your mind again. I got enough gas to turn around again. But for all intents and purposes, we headed to the crib. So we made it to my house. Turned on the
crib for this meeting.
Tooted and booted.
Man, she finna get this sweet meat in her life. All right. So,
wow.
So we get to my house. I got the projector set up. Like that. If anybody ever been to my house, you've seen the projector set up, whatever. So we watch a movie, like 30 minutes into the movie, she just like nestled all up in my chest and legs wrapped around my legs. I'm like, damn, she trying to go to sleep. I'm like, you know what? She not even trying to like gradually work into this sweet meat. She want to jump right on the boat. So I'm like, hey, no problem. Let's get to it. So I pick her up, carry her to my bed and shit.
Let's get to the vagina.
Let's go to the vagina.
Vagina.
Yeah, it's about to go down. So, Definitely. So I carry her to my bed, and I'm like, you comfy, you cool, you want me to adjust the temperature, you need a blanket, a sheet, a cover, I got all three. Whatever level makes you comfortable, you know, sleep yourself comfortably. Like,
yeah, hey, real quick, pause. Everybody in the chat, put your best Desi face emoji in the chat right now. I want to see your Desi face emoji. Which emoji do you think is a Desi face? Go.
All right. I'm trying to find the one rolling her eyes. All right, so look. So then she like, yeah, it's I just need you taking this tight-ass dress off. Like, yeah, you right. I can help you take that tight-ass dress off. And she said, you know what? You just take your pants off, and that's all the inspiration I need. I'm like, oh, I've met my soulmate. I've met my fucking homemade. All this shit was fucking dope. When I tell you this was the softest, tightest, fucking liquefied pussy I've ever had. Man, whoa. I'm talking about, look, I had to have a conversation.
Can we say that on air?
This nigga said liquefied what?
Liquefied vagina.
Liquefied vagina.
So look, like around round two or three, because we went like all night. Shit was amazing. And another thing was like every time, you know, I bust a nut, because we all were tripping in this motherfucker. Every time I bust a nut, she would like rip the motherfucking condom off my dick and suck my dick for like 15 minutes. Oh man. Wonderful night. All right. So with that being said, I'm like, damn, this night's so good. And my dick was like, damn, this shit good, man. Like, I think we done found something to keep tagging. And then my brain was like, yeah, but being a hoe got us here, and continuing to be a hoe can take us even further. So in the words of P. Diddy and Chris and Neef, can't stop, won't stop. And the next day, I was right back on my whole shit. Even though in that moment, I thought, you know what? I can keep tapping this for a good 3 years. Nobody else. Nah, that just wouldn't be the hoe in me, and I wouldn't have no stories for next week. So guess what? Back on the motherfucking hoe patrol. The next motherfucking day, I was back at it like nothing happened the night before. Even though I'm gonna have to run that back though. She definitely on the recall list. That's definitely gonna happen. But yeah, that was my whole thing.
So you added it to the holodex.
Holodex. So why do you hold conversations with your dick?
Why do I hold conversations with my dick? Because it's a good practice to know thyself.
He just said, why don't you hold conversations
no,
with
he
your
do,
dick?
No, he do. Oh, he just told me, why don't I?
Yeah, that's basically what he just said.
My dick is an inanimate object, similar to a hammer.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm.
He just called himself
a hammer can't create life. A hammer can't create life. Your dick creates life.
That is if your hammer is like Thor's hammer.
That's right. Mjolnir.
Thor's hammer's broke, so he had to trade up for a battle axe.
And so is Dennis Rodman's dick, but he's still riding them.
How you know Dennis Rodman's dick?
How do you know Dennis Rodman's dick?
Dennis Rodman got videos out where he told you he broke his dick four different times. Y'all gotta go watch that.
Though, like headline, Dennis Rodman broke his dick. Fridge clicks. What the fuck?
You know what I'm saying?
I'm
like scrolls. Not interesting.
I just sat here and listened to you tell hotels. Why would I not want to hit Dennis Rodman hotels? Thank you.
Brittany says add her.
Hotels. It doesn't say so broken.
Brittany says add her to your list.
Oh.
Who's Brittany?
I don't know. She's in the chat. Brittany. New emoji alert. Let me find out. Everybody try to... She got a new emoji on her. Oh, no, that's the one they always put in there. This one, that man. There you go, new emoji alert. DJ in the building, Zeke back in the building, Stephanie in the building. Brittany trying to get at the next installment of hotels.
Wow.
That's the first.
That's the first.
Most of the time, they go in that inbox, T'Challa.
Damn.
This one is brave.
I never
see right on the timeline with it.
She's a warrior.
And then like I'm watching the playoffs. I'm trying not to stream it. I want to put the playoffs on Facebook Live, but I didn't want to get blocked.
before the show. Well, all week, if y'all want to watch the playoffs, just hit me up and let me know what show y'all want to watch. I got NBA TV, TNT,
or you can ABC, just go on the TV and watch it yourself. It's free.
A lot of people don't got cable, man.
You niggas.
A lot of people don't got Fire Sticks.
A lot of people don't got cable.
You can't afford internet. You shouldn't be out here trying to get no pussy.
that's pretty official.
Watching our show, the least I could do is provide them with NBA coverage.
Come on, Junior, back in the building. G in the building.
That's the.
Did they just kick themselves out?
Yeah, they fucked up. You know, it be happening, but it's just because they can't handle the pressure of being on top. They freak out.
All right, we back. So, like I was saying, Facebook, just to recap, Facebook is the best place, says Cash, allegedly, to have anonymous sex.
We ain't even offering this whole zero responsibility for any outcome as instead of ourselves or our show. All gotcha. Cash just said.
He then met some young lady on Facebook. Hopefully, she's watching and sharing this. And if you are watching and sharing this, I didn't mean to call you a hoe. Cash made me do it. She then ordered $62 worth of
snow crabs.
Snow crab.
Yes, she did.
That was an instant turn off. Apparently, he likes some cheap. dropped her off, scooped. Then hit her off with the,
With the one drink?
Yeah, with the one drink and the smoothest line ever. Are you trying to have sex in my bed? Smoothest line ever.
I never heard that line before.
Because it's not a line. It's just straightforward. Just thought it and said it.
Oh, you trying to go back to the north side. You want to lay in my bed? You want to have some sex with me? She was like, yes.
So she was like, maybe. And it was like, pull good up. Enough.
On the gang.
Hey,
good enough.
That's bust what I call consent, motherfuckers. Consent.
They ain't in the building. What up, my mom?
That is consent. She ain't sleep.
So listen, went through, had the best sex he had in his life, apparently, and it still didn't stop that whole shit.
Your wife said, move on and you'll be finding your own damn dinner tonight.
Okay, that's fine with me. And she'll be turning in that ring. That sweet meat's going back on the market. Hotels Volume 2. JK, I don't want to die.
We are not all going to be calling ourselves sweet meat. That is Cash's name. You need to find a new name for your meat. We will not be sharing meat nicknames, okay? Cash is sweet meat. You pick your own nickname. Thank you.
Hey, I got sweet meat as a nickname from a...
read that wrong. Wake up over your dead body.
Next week, I'm going to tell y'all the story behind sweet meat.
Why is your feet in the air?
I got that from a hoe.
What?
This
nigga feet went there. He said he got that from... Yo, moving on, man. I need some dinner, okay? You know what time it is. It's whose man's is dead?
Whose man's is dead?
Whose man's is dead?
Whose vagina was dead?
Whose vagina is dead?
I was gonna say whose man is this, and then you got weird.
Yeah, we just got weird, nigga. We weird, man. Fuck it. Go. Desi, let me hear it.
Nah.
Whose man is this? Because it's as loud as I can talk.
No. Okay, that was her. And actually, today is whose ma'am is this?
She gonna say it.
Oh, let's hear it.
She ain't gonna say it.
Say it.
I always found a way to wiggle out of saying it. She'd be like, no, because y'all made me mad. I'm not gonna say it. Like, we knew you were.
The last time I said it, y'all made fun of me. Said
say it. Oh man.
That's all
your
friends can do. Pick your tongue out again.
Oh, stop for a second. They having their little disputes. Hold on, hey, this is interesting.
No, ain't no dispute.
Sexual tension?
None.
little bit of tension.
Sexual tension.
We need to release some tension.
Tension.
It was dissipating.
Contention.
Tension. Whose man's is this? Say it, Cash.
Whose man's is this?
Fuck you. Anyway.
All right, let's do it.
Today is whose ma'am is this?
Fuck that.
Oh.
Laura Ingram laughs and jokes while covering Nipsey Hussle's funeral. Actually, the most beautiful, elegant funeral that I ever had the pleasure of attending, allegedly. And, you know, it's kind of like, you know, when I, back when Senator John McCain died, you know, I went in and our show got canceled for 2 weeks. Nipsey Hussle dies and she's a bitch and she still gets to get aired.
For once.
I don't understand. That's why you whose man's this, you stupid whore. How dare you?
That what we're doing?
That's exactly what we're doing. This bitch got the nerve. God, this is, some people looked up to this man. He was idolizing him. He was the epitome of what we would want, you know, what you want your sons to grow up to be if they ever had to, you know, strive for anything and go through something. He started from the bottom, made his way to the top. Self-made, owned his own shit. Found a woman, you know what I mean? Life partnered her ass up, had kids, raised his kids, raised up the community. And if you can't be serious and somber for goddamn 2 hours, then bitch, get go to McDonald's. They laughing and joking all the time up in the drive-thru. Next, who's next?
Well, I Googled her because I didn't know who she was before.
We stinking bitch.
Yeah, yeah. You are the third, Laura. That Google recognized, so you're not even important.
You're not even a bitch. Walker Flock is more important than you.
Yo,
somebody shot at him.
I didn't see the video, so I gotta pull it up real quick and figure out the fuck this bitch was laughing at. What she thought. All right, was so Dad, fucking funny.
So, Fridge, I'm gonna save you a Google search. She was laughing because the not even Nipsey's song. Nipsey's just featured on the song. YG's Fuck Donald Trump song. She's just like, they idolized him, but because of Trump, black unemployment is the lowest it's ever been, yada, yada, yada. But
why do they keep saying that shit?
But that's the thing, though. Black unemployment is the lowest it's ever been. But it's not, though. Like, it really rose. And the song came out 3 years ago, and I know this because I saw YG perform that song live. I got videos of that.
The song is trash, though, and YG's kind of getting...
I saw YG and G Easy perform it, so I didn't even know Nipsey was on the song, to be honest. That's why she was laughing, and she's just like, he's pretty much saying like black.
T'Challa. Oh wait a minute, she's still talking.
No.
Because you got what? A faded look. T'Challa, what do you say about this mongrel, this peasant bitch dare call him a king name and laughing?
I mean, I feel like that she a dumb, uninformed or misinformed individual, like always. Like, she thinks that employment decreasing or unemployment decreasing, even if that was true, so what? It's still fuck you, bro. Like, that's like a woman having all her bills paid by a dude that physically abuses her. Like, so what? It's still fuck you. Like, you're still a horrible person just because you do one or two good gestures or gestures that's beneficial to our group doesn't mean that.
And your hair look like a goddamn fitted hat, bitch. Anyway, enough like to get this bitch off my stage. This just in before we go to last words. Golf is now lit again. Tiger Woods won his fifth Masters. Holla at your boy. We back to watching golf again, my niggas. Get your boom boxes and meet me down to the country club. We starting to golfing again because Tiger Woods is back. Winning.
Who's your caddy?
You know what I'm saying? We back on it. Take this bitch off the screen. I just now read that Tiger Woods won his fifth Masters. Baby, I need a pair of golf club.
Every time that Tiger Woods' first day results in 70 shots, he's won every single time. So, anytime he starts the day off, it's 70 shots. I mean, that's when he wins.
That's when he went.
Yeah. The you last four times in 70, 70, 70, and then 74. And this most recent time it was 70 again. So four out of the five times he had a jacket, he hit 70 on the dunk on the first day.
Hey, girl.
That's a hell of a stat. Yeah.
What your name is.
All right. Last words, Desi, go.
So my
we want to hear from you. We want to hear from the titties. Go.
My question is, this is my last question. So y'all can answer me in the chat. Why do you guys think it's a compliment to say, I wouldn't mind you being my baby mama? Like, that ain't cute.
Pulling out is the highest form of, I mean, not pulling out is the highest form of complimentary.
No. Look, I'm going to tell you why it's a compliment. It's a compliment because basically it's like saying, regardless of how crazy you may get from now into the end of time, you will be a part of my life forever.
Because I most of my baby mamas, not so much.
Like I could divorce a wife. On I air. Can't divorce a baby mama. I can't undo a baby mama. I can only avoid a baby mama.
Can you unfuck somebody?
I will.
I unfucked somebody in my mind one time. This is lame, bitch. It's a long story. It's back in the day. Wow. Fridge, last words. I want Cash to be
right. I'm supposed to follow that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Apparently Facebook is the best place to find women. So yeah, single guys, get on it.
Chrissy in the building. Cash, T'Challa, what's up? Last words.
My last words. I'm gonna piggyback on what Fred said. I know it sounds crazy that Facebook is the best place to find people, but you can get way more information and insight about who a person is and how do they conduct themselves from Facebook than you can from your average bar or normal outing. Because
a lot of chicks with dicks on Facebook, though.
Yeah, and apparently don't take yourself to Plenty of Fish because there's TS's on there.
Yeah, and it don't stand for tough shit.
Trans Am's.
It don't stand for Trans Am's. That's just
it's a lot of
transsexual.
Transformers
on
there. Yeah. Megatron! All right. I want to use my last words. To shoot a shot at somebody right now. You're looking good over there, girl.
Oh shit. Yo,
his wife is ready to eat, and she told him to end the show 10 minutes ago, and this dude is still over here fucking with this woman.
The way them glasses sit on that gorgeous face.
I'm telling you right now.
If she wasn't pregnant right now,
if she throw something at this dude.
Can I double pregnant you? Like, while you're pregnant, can I re-pregnant you with another pregnant? You shot your shot, and that's why I'm pregnant. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, we're ending the show because there's a good probability of vagina in my future. I'd like to say I love all you guys. Thanks for tuning in. This is Whose Man's This Podcast, and I am the clout god himself, clout titan, the mad titan, Thanos, a.k.a. Life. I have my guy beside me, Fritz Dare. He's the most dark-skinned, light-skinned nigga you ever seen. T'Challa, a.k.a. That Whole Cash. And one and only herself, Sis, Desi. She had them things on display. Make sure you share them. We need all the views. If you want to see those things again, double watch this because we get paid per like. And maybe if those views go up, you never know. Maybe a shoulder blade will be out next week. Mm-hmm. Good night.
It's a good show, you know?
Yeah. Do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, okay.
Yo! Fellas, have you seen her?
Have you seen
her? Talking about a couple minutes ago. Seen something that the nigga never seen before. I said, yo!